It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Department of Education said yesterday that ITT Educational Services, the parent company of ITT Technical Institutes, cannot use federal financial aid to enroll new students anymore. It's the latest move in an ongoing crackdown on for-profit colleges, some of whom have been accused of saddling students with debt for low-quality degrees and misleading students about job prospects. Marketplace's Andy Euler is following this for us and joins us live. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Amy.
So what does this mean for ITT?
This was not good news for ITT. Of its reported earnings last year, over 80% came from federal aid. The Feds also told ITT that it has to set aside more than twice as much in cash reserves than it currently holds on hand. That's because the DOE doesn't really trust that school's financials. Ben Miller with the Center for American Progress told us that requirement actually might spell the end for him.
I would be very surprised if ITT was able to find the money the department is requesting. If you look at it, basically they have to come up with about $153 million within 30 days. And normally if I was a for-profit college, I would find this money by enrolling and recruiting new students.
Miller said that ITT is not the only for-profit college that's in trouble. They've all seen decreases in their enrollment, but he says it's probably the worst off because it currently is facing all that legal action more than any others, like he said.
So if I'm a current ITT Tech student that gets federal aid, what do I do now?
So the vast majority of the 40,000 or so students at ITT campuses do get federal aid. The Department of Education knows this, so it put out a guide for current students. There are a couple of three options. You can continue your courses at ITT if you want to assume they'll stick around. You can also transfer your credits to a new school if that new school is willing to accept those credits, and you can finish up there. Or you can pause your education and wait and see what happens. But if you just enrolled and started classes, you can't actually use federal financial aid.
All right. Marketplace's Andy Euler. Thanks.